Well, thanks a lot for spending some time with us tonight. Each week we salute a soldier, and this week you're it. And I appreciate you taking the time.
Well, I feel very privileged.
Can you tell me, just as we start off here, can you tell me, say your name, your rank, branch of service, and your job title?
Yes, my name is Chief Warrant Officer 2 James L. Simpson. I'm in the United States Marine Corps, and I'm the Engineer Officer for 2nd MLG.
2nd MLG, what does that mean?
That's the 2nd Marine Logistics Group out of Campbellsview, North Carolina. Basically, we provide support to the division, which is your infantry units. We basically provide them with logistical support. I'm in charge of the engineering part of it. They need something built, some roads, bridges, patrol bases built for them. We'll go out and do that. We also deliver classes of supply, like their petroleum products. We deliver their food, their water, basically just support everything with them.
Without you, they get nothing, sounds like.
Well, we do a lot for them, but they do a lot for us also.
That's cool. When did you get into, are you in your Camp Leveneck, right?
Yes, sir.
When did you go, when did you arrive?
We arrived February 6th.
Oh, okay, so you just got there.
Yes, sir, I've been here about a month.
Very cool. Now, is this your, you've been with the Marine Corps for quite some time, is that correct?
That's correct, sir.
have you been deployed to other areas like Iraq, or, and how does it, if you have, how does where you are at now differ from your previous deployments?
Yes, sir. I've been to Iraq 3 times. I've been to here one other time. I was here in 2009 when the MEP came over and did our initial buildup. It's a lot different from Iraq, just because your infrastructure is not as well laid out here. It's changed tremendously since 2009 because we've had to do a lot of construction. We've built a lot of roads. Basically, we're building up the infrastructure over here, and it's really benefiting the Marine Corps and Afghan people as a whole.
You know, when I think about building roads and such here in the States, I can get a visual of, like, you know, there's just a, you know, a highway that needs to be built. Is it much different from than building in Afghanistan, or how is it different?
Well, logistically, it's quite a bit different because you have to get your gravel, you have to get it supplied, and basically where there's no road or basically a footpath. You basically lay in a road down there, and you run into a lot of problems with drainage issues, stuff like that. So you're having to incorporate that into your building and all that kind of stuff when you're out there laying a road. There's basically only like a couple of highways here. It's not like you would think of as a road back home because there's hardly any pavement out here. So we make a lot of improved roads with gravel.
I got you. Okay, cool. Now, you've got family back home in... Where's family live back in the States?
They're back in Clinton, Alabama, sir. I got my wife, my daughter, and my 2 sons.
Hey, if they're listening tonight, I would love for you to send a message back to your loved ones.
Well, I'd just like to tell Melissa, hi, love you, baby. Thanks for hanging in there with me. Melissa, Andrew, or Georgia, Matthew, and Andrew, y'all have fun at Disney World next week.
Very cool. I love Disney World.
I do too, but I didn't get to go this time.
I hear you. Besides family, what's the one thing you miss from home the most?
From home, I'll probably say I miss surfing.
Well,
not a whole lot of surf here in Afghanistan.
Someone told me or described it once where it was a lot of beach and not a lot of water.
Well, we got plenty of beach here, but very little water.
tell me, do you get much interaction with the other branches of service while serving in Camp Leatherneck?
Well, thank you, sir. Here in Afghanistan, I would say we do a lot more than we ever did in Iraq. Deal a lot with the Army. Red Horse, which is the Army, or the Air Force. They come over here. They're helping with engineering projects. Work a lot with the Seabees, which is the Navy engineers. We do a lot of interaction with all the services over there.
Cool. Is there anything that you've only been there for about a little over a month, but maybe, you know, in this deployment or other deployments, is there like something that kind of sticks out in your mind that, like, you know, that was a really cool thing that I've just like experienced, or something that you've experienced in the past that you'll always remember?
Well, I'd say already a lot of things I've seen over here that we're doing is definitely sticking out in my mind. Some of the bridge builds we've done, amazing. Amazing some of the things I've seen some of these units out here do. You know, these guys get out here and really bust their tail and really make a difference out here. But we just did a bridge. This thing, nobody knew how old it was, how long it's been standing, but this thing was just a safety hazard. These guys went up there and they really stuck their neck out there, got that bridge built, and it's just amazing to see what they started with and what they ended up with. I think that was probably one of the most impressive projects I've been a part of.
Cool. While serving over there, have you learned any favorite like new foreign word that you use, or have you picked up any of the language, or?
Well, sir, being from Alabama, I'm doing pretty good just trying to keep up with English, so I'm not too good with the foreign languages.
You're too funny. Speaking of home, a little while ago, what's the very first thing you want to do when you get back home?
When I get home, what do I want to do? I probably just want to go sit on the couch and watch TV, to be honest with you. It doesn't sound very exciting, but it's really what I'd like to do.
Well, you know what? That's all right. Soak up a little bit of home is probably would be the best. For me, it would be. It's just like, yeah, I totally get it.
And so I pretty much stay on the move a lot. So, you know, when I get home, I really like to sit around my house and enjoy it for a little bit. It seems like I'm never there.
Let's see. Is there any one thing, or is there anything that I did not touch upon that you'd like to talk about in the interview today?
I mean, one of the biggest things, you know, we've been between Iraq and here, we've been doing this for about 10 years now, and I'm just amazed at the support we still get from the Somali community back home. And, you know, I'd really like to send a special thanks to those guys because, you know, it's always uplifting to get those packages, and it really really helps you out through some tough times. Some of them packages come at just the right time, and I don't think those people get enough thanks.
Yeah, exactly. Is there anything that I don't know? I've asked this question in the past, but it's like, is there any one thing that you're missing from home that you haven't received in a care package, or that you really 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 want, or?
Well, care packages usually have just about everything we need, but for some reason, I always like pistachios.
Well, you're gonna have it.
I don't know why.
Is there a lack of pistachios coming your way, or is this just like that's your favorite food?
Yeah, well, for some reason, the point is I don't know. I just like pistachios. Just finished a big old bag. It took us about 2 weeks in our office.
Oh, hey, could you do me one favor? Could you say your name and follow it up with you're listening to Military Moments on the Leah Show?
This is James Simpson, and you're listening to Military Moments on the Leah Show.
Cool. Thank you very much. Well, buddy, I appreciate your time tonight, and stay safe over there. My best to your family, and do you know when you're going to get back home?
Probably next year sometime around February, hopefully.
Wow. Okay. Well, stay safe over there. Sounds like we're very proud of everything you guys do over there. And, again, I appreciate your time.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you, and have a good night, and take care.
All right, you too. Be careful.
All right, thanks.